This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, and make no mistake about it, if you are on prescription drugs, if you're on prescription drugs for life, as doctors like to say, if you're taking prescription drugs and don't see any benefits from them, and you don't feel good about them, and you don't feel good while you're taking them, well, that's just telling you something, folks. It's telling you got to wean yourself off your meds, and that should be everyone's number one health goal who's on a prescription drug, is to figure out how to get the heck off of them. And the most important strategy for weaning yourself off of meds, is to get on a good nutritional supplement program. We can help you do that. 844-236-6010 is our number today on The Bright Side. If you have questions about the longevity products or longevity business, or a comment or success story you'd like to share, 844-236-6010. And of course, if you just want to contribute to the conversation or share how you're dealing with Corona Mania 2020, probably 2021 too, and maybe even 2022, we're going to be dealing with this thing for a while. If you have a comment or want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. Got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Stephen Mays is going to talk to us about leadership. His passion is storytelling and the subject of leadership in particular. He's got a book about leadership. We'll talk about his the Power of Three leadership program. That's what he calls it, the Power of Three leadership program. And we'll talk to Stephen Mays at the bottom of the hour and get to your calls in our next segment. If you want to purchase longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products right off the website. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information or to purchase products or to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team. We're looking for business builders, people who are entrepreneurially minded, people who want to make a little spare cash or maybe work for themselves as a full-time job. There's a lot of people working the longevity business or taking advantage of the longevity business opportunity as a full-time profession, as a full-time job, and making some pretty significant money. Of course, if nutritional supplementation has benefited you in your life and you want to pay it forward, even if it's not, even if you don't want to do it just for business, if you just want to do it to help folks, for a one-time $30 fee, you can make some money, you can get your products at the wholesale price, and you can help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. I also want to remind you to check out our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, all developed in my compounding pharmacy for wound healing, for healing the skin of various health challenges, skin diseases, acne, psoriasis, eczema. I've learned a lot about the skin in the last 35 years, and one of the most important things I've learned about skincare is we put a lot more stuff on our skin than we need to be, And you know what else? Most of us don't even know what the heck we're putting on our skin. How is it that we think it's okay that we can just rub stuff on our skin without even knowing what it is, or just obliviously put stuff on our body's largest organ? It just blows me away how disrespectful we are to the skin, culturally speaking. I create true skin health products for people who understand that it's important to respect the body and it's important to respect the skin as the body's largest organ. True skin health products are all available at truthtreatments.com. And if you want to check out our reviews, over 500, probably now over 600, five-star reviews, they're all up at truthreviewed.com. You can purchase products at truthtreatments.com and check out our reviews at truthreviewed.com. Okay, Stephen May is coming up at the bottom of the hour. Our number 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment. Yesterday we talked to Abby Tai about eczema. Eczema is one of the, it doesn't seem like it would be really significant, but as Abby was saying yesterday, it could be very psychologically debilitating. And even more importantly, as a model of an immune disease, eczema is almost a classic model of an immune disease, it's related to other health challenges, and people who are dealing with eczema are more likely to be dealing with asthma, they're more likely to be dealing with frequent colds, and in this corona manic time that we're living in, if you're dealing with eczema, you're going to be more likely to get infected, and this is so important. We hear all the time, every day you hear on the news, you hear about infections and more infections, and the infection curve is going up, and nobody's telling us that if you get infected with something, the chances are pretty good that you're dealing with some kind of immune issue. Now, infections by themselves aren't necessarily significant. It's infections with symptoms. Most people who are infected with a virus are not going to have a problem. The few that are that do have a problem, almost 100% guarantee, as close to 100% guarantee as you can get, the people who become symptomatic or who have health challenges related to a viral infection are dealing with a comorbidity. That is another health issue, or a suppressed immune system, or psychological duress. Remember, the stress response, as we talked to Abby yesterday, the stress response is one of the major reasons why eczema blows up. It's one of the major reasons why skin conditions in general occur. Cold sores and eczema and psoriasis, all of these are related to the stress response, whether it's a physiologic stress response or a psychological stress response. Drugs can amplify the stress response. When you take a prescription drug, your body is under duress. It has to mobilize the liver. It has to mobilize the detoxification enzymes, and this puts a stress on the body. If you're already nutritionally deficient, and now you take prescription drugs, you're just going to exacerbate nutritional deficiencies, which, of course, can show up as part of the stress response, which includes immune suppression. Comorbidities, age. In fact, the three biggest correlates to associations with the COVID infection include drugs, comorbidity, and age. And also psychological duress. And that means anxiety, loneliness, fear, jealousy, anger. See what I'm talking about here. No matter what you hear, healthy people do not become symptomatic. And I don't want to hear the story about your friend who was a marathon runner and he became symptomatic, or he was an athlete, he was in really great health and he ate really well, quote, I'm doing air quotes here, or he's a weightlifter or whatever and he was hospitalized. We don't know the stressors that a human body is enduring. Even if a human body looks or appears healthy, even if a human body is young, even if a human body eats correctly, I love that one. I eat really healthy. People will call me up and they'll tell me, you know, I've got this terrible psoriasis, but I eat really well. And they're not lying, they just don't know. Because when we say we eat really well, present company excluded, we're talking about we eat really well compared to what the doctor told me I'm supposed to eat, or what I heard on the internet I'm supposed to eat, or what the latest nutritionist or diet specialist told me I'm supposed to eat. If you're sick, you're probably not eating healthy. If you have a chronic long-term degenerative disease, you're probably not eating healthy. Healthy people don't get sick. I mean, it's really, it seems pretty obvious, right? Healthy people don't get sick. They're healthy. They don't get sick. if you get, and this is not to blame anybody, by the way, it's just to be honest and realistic and know where, you can't get to point A, point B from point A if you don't know where you're at point A. So you gotta understand that if you are sick, by definition, there's something going on that you're doing that you shouldn't be doing. By definition. All right, we'll continue when we come back from our break and get your phone calls as well. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Stephen May is coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about leadership, his Power of Three leadership paradigm involving achievement, challenge, and the foundation of honesty
and a foundation, he calls it foundation, which is honesty, courage, and talent. We'll talk to Stephen Mays at the bottom of the hour. Get your phone calls this segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, call 866-735-2470. And if you'd like to check out our Truth Skin Health products, go to truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. And don't forget to check out truthnourishment.com. I've got some supplements, various herbal supplements, as well as powders and immune boosters up at truthnourishment.com. All right, so we're talking a little bit about the idea that if you're healthy and you're strong and you're vital, you're not going to get an infection, and you're not going to become symptomatic from an infection. You may get an infection, but that's not a big deal. And all of these numbers that they're talking about, now it's up to 4.5 million, something like that, people infected, that's not a big deal. Infections are not a big deal. Being symptomatic is, and out of the people who become infected, a small fraction of them are going to be symptomatic. Most people who are symptomatic are only going to have mild symptoms, and a few people are going to get more severe symptoms. That's just how it happens. But you're only going to become severely symptomatic if you're already comorbid or overweight or diabetic or on prescription drugs or under psychological duress. And that's how we want to look at this. And by the way, I was just reading about Herman Cain, former Republican presidential candidate. They say he died of COVID. We don't really know, but he was hospitalized for COVID. He was being treated with oxygen for his lungs. I don't know if that means a respirator or a ventilator. The gentleman was 74 years old. He was the CEO, I believe, of Godfather's Pizza. So he's probably enjoying lots of pizza. And this is how we want to look at things, folks. We have a human immune system. The human immune system is God-given and divine. It's able to handle viruses. It's able to handle bacteria. It's able to handle microbes. How interesting is it that the cell itself makes viruses? We talked about this a couple days ago. How in response to electromagnetic energy, in response to electromagnetic waves, and this study was done on 5G and skin cells make coronaviruses. How many people understand this? If you're listening to this program right now and you understand what I just said, you are in the top 1%, 0.5%, 0.1% of the population by understanding that viruses are manufactured by cells. Cells make viruses. When they're under duress, when they're under stress. This is to say that viruses are just part of nature. They're part of the world. And this kind of crazy hysterical response that we're dealing with here as a culture is absurd. Absolutely absurd. If you're looking for some good supplements to take, by the way, to immune-boosting supplements, first of all, make sure you're using your fats, especially vitamin A. Powerful immune booster. One of the things that happens as we eat more sugar is we deplete our bodies of vitamin A and zinc, for that matter. You know, the more sugar you eat, and that includes bread and cereal and pasta, it even includes potatoes and sweet potatoes, the more carbs and sugar you eat, the more deficient you will become in vitamin C, vitamin A, and zinc, possibly the three most important immune-boosting vitamins. Given that the average American is enjoying 160 to 170 pounds of sugar a year, half a pound almost of sugar every day, could it be that vitamin C deficiency, vitamin A deficiency, and zinc deficiency are playing a role in how are the likelihood of us being infected? When was the last time you heard anybody talking about vitamin C, zinc, and that wasn't on this program or on an alternative health program, talking about vitamin C, vitamin A, and zinc? And spare me the craziness about, oh, vitamin C is not a cure. I know it's not a cure. Nobody is saying nutrition is a cure. Cure is magic. We're saying build, strengthen, boost. Keep your immune system robust and vital and strong. And you do it with nutrition, period. End of story. You also do it with psychological techniques, and don't underestimate those. Let's start meditating, people. Let's spend 5 minutes every morning meditating on how beautiful it is to be alive, meditating on the gifts that we have, whatever they may be, even if it's something as simple as our family or our warm bed or our roof over our head or our pet cocker spaniel. Gratitude boosts the immune system. In addition to vitamins, psychological strategies can boost the immune system. Supplements, food, psychological strategies, oxygenation, breathing. We want to be careful, however, about allopathic nutrition, the idea that we can dose our diseases away by using nutrition, like prescription drugs. Same thing with skincare. Now, I get calls all the time. What can I put on my skin for my melasma? That seems to be the, that to me, that's the hugest thing, at least in the last couple of years or so. Melasma or hyperpigmentation is the, seems to be the most significant skin issue that people deal with after a certain age, along with wrinkles and fine lines. So people write me, what can I put on my melasma to make my my pigment go away? Well, it, you can't, it doesn't work that way. If you try to put something on your dark spots, you may lighten your dark spots, and retinol is great, vitamin A, retinol is great for lightening dark spots, but they're going to come back. Pigmentation of the skin, I'm not talking about lipofusion, by the way. I'm not talking about aging pigment. I'm talking about dark spots on the skin. Aging pigment is completely different. Dark spots on the skin will come back even if you have a wonderful topical treatment, and that's why you got to work internally. Vitamin A again, vitamin E, vitamin C, zinc, selenium. These are all pigment stabilizing supplements using nutrition. All right, 844-236-6010. The bottom line here is we're stronger than we're told. We're stronger than we think. We're stronger than we believe. We're more able to handle the ups and downs and the attacks, the viral infections and the bacterial infections. We're better able to handle them than we're told, than we know, and than we believe. Let's start leveraging our power. Let's start taking advantage of our power. All right, let's go to the phones. Mary in Oregon. What's up, Mary? Good morning. How you doing, Mary?
I'm doing
Mary,
super.
Mary.
Very quickly, I want to talk about, you talked about Sean Baker the other day, and
yeah.
I would like to tell you that you should try the carnivore diet for a month before you talk about it. You won't knock it then, not that you were completely knocking it. And I just want, real quickly want to say that Sean doesn't talk about anti-plant stuff. It's another carnivore MD that does that. But the reason I called you is...
Well, hang on, Mary. Hang on real quick. Mary, real quick. Sean does talk about lectins. I have his book and I've read it. So he does talk about that. Secondly, I'm not dead set against the carnivore diet. I just have a lot of questions about it. It doesn't make sense to me, actually, but I'm open-minded about it, so let's be clear about that. And second of all, it's Dr. Gundry, I think you're talking about, that talks about the lectins. And Sean does talk about it as well. Go ahead real quick, Mary, because we're going to run out of time.
No, I don't talk about Dr. Gundry. That's not the other one. But anyway, okay, so yeah, maybe he hasn't in his book. I've never read his book. I just said he doesn't talk about
it. I see.
I've heard him talk.
Okay.
Okay, great. Now, I went to the eye doctor to get glasses, you know, because I wear glasses. And after I left there, I came away with this theory that I have a spheroid lipofusion in my left eye left over from the before Dr. Wallach days.
Could be.
And so I'll have to call you back another day, I guess.
Yeah, you've got to call me back another day. But real quick, when lipofuscin accumulates, I mentioned it a little bit earlier, you want to move the lymph. Consider it a clogged lymph issue. Your cells are breaking down faster than your body can clear them out. But why don't you call back on our next episode? We'll talk about it. That's a good topic. Thanks, Mary. Appreciate it. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We got Stephen Mays.
Are you
ready
to go in the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. President Trump this morning suggesting delaying November's presidential election because of the pandemic, rather than allow mail-in voting as an option. The president tweeting this morning that that would lead to the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. The president said the election should be delayed until people can properly, securely, and safely vote. Political analyst Greg Valliere says no president has the constitutional authority to delay a presidential election.
The president does not have authority to do this. The House of Representatives controls the logistics of an election, and it's pretty unlikely that they would agree to delaying this election.
He was speaking by phone to CBS this morning. The government says the nation's economy saw its biggest quarterly decline in history. In the year's second quarter, the Dow's been down over 300 points this morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate, to make more glutathione, is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Many experts say be careful where you're getting your COVID-19 information. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
As the world races to find a vaccine and a treatment for COVID-19, there seems to be no antidote in sight for the outbreak of coronavirus conspiracy theories, hoaxes, and anti-mask myths. Officials say Russians are spreading fake news by social media. President Trump tweeted a doctor in a video that promoted hydroxychloroquine. Dr. Emmanuel said you don't need masks and you don't need people to be locked down. In actuality, federal regulators last month revoked their authorization of the drug as an emergency treatment amid growing evidence it doesn't work and has deadly side effects. Social media began removing the video from President Trump for violating policies on COVID-19 misinformation. Many of the claims in Emmanuel's video are widely disputed by medical experts. Other hoaxes say the virus isn't real, or that it's a bioweapon created by the U.S. One hoax claimed the new 5G towers were spreading the virus through microwaves.
And Dunkin' is putting its coffee into a couple of new flavors of cereal. It's teaming up with Post, and starting next month, people will be able to pick up mocha latte or caramel macchiato-flavored cereal at their local grocery store. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com, also the archive page at benfuchsarchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up. We got a search engine up there, and all the longevity products are available at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, at criticalhealthnews.com. You can also click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. We've got news stories, blog posts, videos, lots of good health information on all our websites, always free. We're here to make a difference, and if you feel like making a difference, the longevity business is something you want to check out. Also, take a look at our True Skin Health products at TrueTreatments.com, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy on a prescription basis. Turns out, when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin. Health is beauty. And all our True Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. 100% active and functional. Check out our 500-plus five-star reviews at TruthReviewed.com, TruthReviewed.com. Okay, I am excited to talk to our next guest. Stephen Mays is a graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, and he's got a storied career in the Navy. He's also the composer or the developer of a concept he calls the Power of Three Leadership Paradigm. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Stephen Mays. Hey, Stephen.
Hi, how's it going?
Good morning. Nice to talk to you today. Thank you. I want to get into this idea of the Power of Three Leadership Program and something that you have on your on your paradigm, on the model. The center of your model is very intriguing to me, especially in this corona crazy time we're living in. Drive despair out. And I want to talk about that. But why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself and how you got into this idea how you became fascinated with the idea of leadership.
Well, it started very early for me. I was a military brat, traveled the world following my father, and I decided to go to the United States Naval Academy, and they graciously accepted me. So I was embarking on a career in service and leadership, and that's what I wanted to do. After graduating from the academy, I went on to serve in nuclear submarines. From that time, I experienced the military styles of leadership and military experiences. When I left the Navy, I went into the private sector, worked at national laboratories, worked in consulting companies for utility industries, and worked for the government as a civilian person in the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. And through all these different times, experienced different educations, trainings, and things about leadership. And I really began to wonder why I was hearing so many different things and seeing so many different things and trying to figure out what was it that made leaders really great or really good as opposed to what didn't. So when I set out with that in mind, I started looking things and I started to see people talking all about styles of leadership, about things that people did with certain styles. And it seemed to me to be odd and strange because the best leaders I knew had wildly different styles, and some of the best leaders in history had wildly different styles. So I came to the conclusion fairly quickly that that wasn't the issue. The issue was not what your style was. The issue was what did you actually do? And when I started thinking about it that way, that crystallized everything almost instantaneously for me, and I began to see three kind of big groups of things that affected how well people were leaders. The first one in the book talks about the foundation, the thing that everybody who was a good leader was able to do to build themselves. Then I looked at the challenges that leaders had to face, the things that every problem a leader ever comes across falls into one of three different categories, and it just became really clear. So that was the challenge phase. And then above that was the achievement phase, which is when you have your foundation and you're able to deal with challenges, you then get the opportunity to actually achieve. And the great leaders did certain things at the achievement level, regardless of their style and regardless of their personality. So okay, that was why I was doing that, just to try to get to something that would be a benefit to other people who were starting out or on their way in their leadership journey.
Okay, so before we get into this, I want you to elaborate on this paradigm, this three-phase paradigm that you just talked about. Before you get into that, what are some of the styles that you refer to? You say there's different styles leaders have. What are some of those?
Well, you can find just by Googling leadership information about the autocratic style. That is, I'm the boss, you do what I say. There's the democratic style. What do you all think? There's the participatory leadership. Well, I'm going to get in here and work with you. There is the inspirational leadership. Look at me, how great I am. You don't want to be like me. There is the servant leadership. I'm here to serve you so you can do things. So all these different styles have emerged over time, and it came clear to me that it wasn't the style that was important. It was the substance that was important. So I started to look for what the substance was.
Go ahead. The substance, when you're talking about you looking for the substance, you're referring to these this three-phase paradigm?
That's what I came up with that described the substance best to me, and I think makes it easier for other people to see these things as they go through their leadership journey, because most of the leadership is taught by the School of Hard Knocks. And that's a hard way to learn it, but you'll learn it that way, but you don't necessarily have to go through all the hard knocks to get there. And that's what I was trying to do, is make that road a little smoother.
When you talk about phases, do you mean that these happen sequentially? Like first you get phase one, and then you get phase two, and then you get phase three? Or are they all happening simultaneously?
Well, they're usually happening simultaneously, but you have to develop each of them in order to be successful. So I give an example in the book about the foundations. I talk about the three things you need to be a good leader in the foundation is honesty, courage, and talent. And I make the point that talent is the least important. And the examples I give are, did Richard Nixon resign the presidency because he lacked talent?
Uh-huh.
Did Bill Clinton lose his law license and lose the House to the from the Democrats to the Republicans, House and Senate, for the first time in 50 years after the Monica Lewinsky thing because he lacked talent?
No. Honesty issue.
Did David Petraeus have to resign from the CIA because he lacked talent?
No, these are honesty issues.
Well, honesty and courage, because the thing that happens is that most catastrophic failures of leadership happen in the foundation, and they are almost always not associated with talent.
Interesting. So talent's almost like a basic given, and then everything builds on top of that. That's the basic foundation is talent. You have to have some kind of talent, right?
You have to have a talent, or you have to have the ability to do something in order to be a leader, and that is that changes over time depending on where you are in your growth. You get better at doing things and you learn new things and you put all those things together. But those things are the individual things that you have to do. That you have to be able to do is have some skill at something. You have to have the honesty, which is the ability to see the world and your situation in it the way that it is, not the way you want it to be, but the way that it is.
Mm.
And courage is overcoming fear to do something for somebody else without regard to the cost to yourself.
I love it. Now, the most interesting thing to me, Stephen, is this challenge phase, the second phase, especially now with all the stuff that we're dealing with. Well, let's talk about that when we come back from our break. We've got Stephen E. Mace. We're talking about leadership. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Stephen Mays about his book, The Power of Three, Lessons in Leadership, Foundation, Challenge, and Achievement. So Foundation, got that, Stephen. Honesty, courage, talent. The second phase, if you will, is really intriguing to me. And the center of that phase is drive to spare out, which I find really relevant in this corona crazy time that we're living in. Can you talk a little bit about the second phase, the challenge phase?
Sure. There are three things in the challenge phase. The first one is the thing that almost all leaders spend probably 90% of their time on, which is missed expectations. And when you have an expectation that somebody is going to do something and they don't do it, there's only three possible reasons. They didn't know what to do, they didn't know how to do it, or didn't have the resources to do it, or they didn't want to. And so the key for leaders is to understand that the what and the how belong to the leader. If somebody doesn't get something done, and they didn't know what, or they didn't know how, or didn't have the resources and the capabilities they needed to get done, it's the leader's responsibility, not the person's. If they don't want to do it, that's on them. And that's the only one that's on them. And I think that's something that a lot of leaders miss in today's environment. You'll hear somebody doesn't do something, everybody will say, well, how come Joe couldn't do that? That's simple. Anybody could do that. What's wrong with Joe? And they never say, what's wrong with me? How did I not inform Joe what he needed to do, and how did I not guarantee and ensure that Joe knew what to do, knew how to do it, and had tools and time and resources to get it done? That two questions have to get asked first before you ever talk about what's wrong with Joe. And a lot of leaders don't do that, and that's the really reason why they're limited in their capability. The second part is ethical conflicts. When somebody's trying to do something ethical, morally wrong, what are your options? When you're in an ethical conflict, everybody loses. It always happens. You just get the choice of which of the three options you're going to take that are the most livable. You either accept it, you fix it, or you leave it. And those are the options. And that kind of comes from the old Serenity Prayer that came about during the out of Germany during World War II, or just before that, when the ethics were issues about the Holocaust, was, Lord, grant me the courage to change the things that I can. The serenity to accept things I cannot change, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Uh-huh. That's great.
And so
Isn't that Alcoholics Anonymous? Isn't that 12-step?
They use that, too, as part of their 12-step program. And it's a marvelous way for determining what it is you can do. And I like to go back to things like Aesop's Fables in leadership, because those are great sources. Do you remember the story of the Emperor's New Clothes?
Of course. Very relevant today, by the way.
Certainly. The issue there becomes, well, the emperor has new clothes on. He's running around naked. Do I accept it? Do I try to fix it? Or do I leave it?
Yeah.
And most of the people just accepted it and said, hey, if he's naked, I don't care. Doesn't bother me.
How about if he thinks he's got clothes, he must have clothes.
Yes. And he's got power. I don't want to upset him.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Emperors can be mean. So yeah. you have that conflict, and you have to deal with it in one of those three ways. There's one way of dealing with conflict that you never can do, but when I want to say this, you're going to immediately think of some individual you know that fits this. There's a problem. They can't fix it. They don't want to accept it, and they're not willing to leave. So what they do is they just stick around and bitch about it. Okay?
That's the opposite of being a leader.
That's cancer. That's cancer to the person, and that's mm-hmm. cancer to the organization. There's mm-hmm. only one cure for cancer. That's excision.
Yeah.
Get out of it.
Yeah.
That is the last one, and it's the biggest little triangle in that
this.
Challenge
this
phase.
This one I love. Yeah, I love
and
this
it's
one.
For a reason. It's for a reason. I start talking about the definition of love before I get to talking about despair. I define love as a powerful emotion that compels you to act for the benefit of somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Okay?
Okay.
So then I begin to say, what's the opposite of love?
Uh-huh.
So most people will think it's hate, but it's not. Hate's not the opposite of love. It is also a powerful emotion that compels you to act towards others, towards their detriment rather than their benefit, but it's still very similar.
Right.
So what is the opposite of hate? Or love. The
is
opposite
it despair?
Of it, despair, because it's a overwhelming emotion that prevents you from acting. It shuts down your soul. It makes you frozen.
Wow.
So when you're in despair, you can't lead. And when your people are in despair, they can't follow. Because despair overwhelms them.
Are we dealing with a despair crisis here?
We have a significant part of what we're going through right now is a despair crisis. There's no question about it.
Do you think
Are we encouraged to feel despair?
Do you think we're encouraged to feel despair?
That's another issue. We are in what I like to refer to as the silly season, the 3 months prior to the presidential election.
Right.
So 99.9% of the information you're going to hear during this time is not going to be scientific truth. It's not going to be intellectual debate of reason. It's going to be persuasion. Now, there's a difference between leadership and persuasion. Persuasion is Madison Avenue. Persuasion is Madison Avenue. I'm old enough to remember that my mom used to use Tide all the time when I laundry detergent. But then along came this new product called Ajax, and they had this great commercial where the guy on the white horse with the lamp and the white armor came around and he zapped all the dirty clothes and said, had a great lug with slogan and said, Ajax, it's stronger than dirt.
I remember that. Yeah.
Do you remember that? Right. So the whole purpose of that was to give you an image to persuade you to buy Ajax, which you may not have ever had any reason to buy before. That's persuasion.
Is persuasion a negative?
It may be misleading. It could be positive. It could be negative. It could be ambiguous. But it is not intended primarily to function as the truth and benefit to you. It's to benefit to the person doing the persuading.
Got it.
So when you start looking at all the stories you hear in the news and start thinking about them through a persuasion filter rather than a leadership filter, you'll be able to see more and more what the difference is between leadership. Because driving despair out means you're taking it out of yourself, and you're taking despair away from other people by providing them a hope, providing them a path, providing them an opportunity, and providing them a challenge to work together to accomplish something more than they could accomplish individually.
So
that's leadership.
Do you think there's a distinction between a good politician and a manipulative politician, as one who's a leader versus one who's a persuader?
I think all politicians get involved with persuasion an awful lot. And some of them get involved in leadership more or less associated with that. But I think politics by its nature is almost a dominant beast of persuasion.
Who are some politicians that we can recognize, some names, maybe presidential politicians or running for president, that are more about leadership than persuasion? Are there any?
Well, I try to stay out of the politics.
You don't want to name any names?
I try to stay out of that.
How about historically? How about historically?
Historically, I will go to a couple.
Like?
During FDR? Their greatest... Like FDR. FDR's speech of "the only thing we have to fear is fear itself" is a perfect example of a person who's trying to drive despair out and gather people together. Now, historians will argue about whether or not his policies were good, bad, or indifferent. Mm-hmm. I don't care. But that was an example. Churchill's speech before the House of Commons. You know, we will fight them on the beaches. Mm-hmm. We will fight them on the streets. We have nothing to offer but our blood, our sweat, and our tears.
Yeah,
that is a drive despair out type of speech.
I love it.
MacArthur's farewell address to the Corps of Cadets at the West Point when he was retiring was one of the most moving ones I've ever.
JFK, we choose to go to the moon because it's easy, because it's hard.
Right, and we will bear any burden. We will shoulder. Yeah. We will shoulder any burden. We will bear any cost to defend freedom.
Yeah, we haven't had a leader in a while. We haven't had a leader in a while, have we?
Well, it's difficult to say. I think we've had leaders. The level of effectiveness and achievement of them is up for debate. That's always a historical judgment. But it's a problem when the need for persuasion overwhelms the need to be the leader. And that's something I think we see on both sides of the aisle, unfortunately, and it's a hard thing to do. I don't look to politics for leaders myself personally.
Yeah.
I look
Steve,
for people
I got
who
so
are
much
doing
more
things.
I got so much more I want to talk to you about. We're out of time. We didn't even get to the phase three. Can I get you to come back on? I'll give you a call later. We'll get you to come back on. Very, very fascinating stuff, Stephen. The book is The Power of Three: Lessons in Leadership, Stephen Mays. Thanks, Stephen. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay.
All right. Take care. Have a good day. All right. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I'm pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.